It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, my guest at the big table, author Jen Miller. Her book, Running, A Love Story, 10 Years, 5 Marathons, and 1 Life-Changing Sport. She talks about falling in love with running. She's run all over the country. She's here in Chicago. There's, I don't think for anything but a book signing, but usually I've been following her Instagram. She usually will run where she promotes her book. So it'll be interesting to see where she ran today. Right, we'll see. She has great stories in it about running and some of the great marathons in this country, but also just about how running sort of keeps her sane. It's a good thing. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Right now, this week, community and corporate leaders alongside elected officials came together for a graduation. No, it wasn't for college or even high school. It was to recognize the first class of trainees from the Healthcare Workforce Collaborative. It's a new program from J.P. Morgan Chase and Advocate Healthcare to train workers for the healthcare industry. That industry is growing exponentially at a time when the headlines offer more gloom and doom. Analysts say that the healthcare industry will have a huge increase in available jobs by 2022. What is the healthcare industry and why is it growing so much? My guests in studio, Clayton Pryor, he's the director of workforce development at Advocate Healthcare, and Daniel Spray, who's the managing director of corporate responsibility at JP Morgan Chase Midwest Region. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so let's talk about this. When I say the healthcare industry, what is the healthcare industry?
It is the industry of caring for people. So we provide a lot of services around the community and take care of people very well.
So we're talking about like nurses? What is that?
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of positions that are clinical and non-clinical. We're talking from the basic nursing assistant all the way through nurses.
Okay.
Clinical, we have contact center positions, phlebotomists, EKG techs, you name it.
So those that area is growing. People, hospitals and other places need jobs.
Absolutely. The industry is always evolving and care is a constant need. So absolutely. The delivery of care is actually changing. So we're going to more of an outpatient care network. So there's definitely a need here.
Well, that's good. You stole one of my questions. I was going to ask about, I mean, this is not necessarily, jobs that are in hospitals. These are jobs that go along with sort of the movement to move things more to manage care, to outpatient care, as you just mentioned.
Absolutely. There are a variety of outpatient acute care, so we have them all.
What do you do? Let me bring in Mr. Spray. Mr. Spray, when we talk about J.P. Morgan Chase, I don't think about healthcare industry. What's the interest of J.P. Morgan Chase in being a part of this collaborative?
So from a big picture standpoint, we're really interested in economic opportunity and economic mobility. We'll invest over $1 billion globally trying to improve people's economic mobility in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Workforce is a big part of that equation. And we continue to read in the papers. You probably have yourself tens of thousands of jobs go unfilled in the Chicagoland area every year because somebody doesn't have the right certification, background, experience, training program to meet a position that employer has a definite need for. And so what's the disconnect here between demand and supply? So we stepped into this, did a skills gap labor market study last year that identified healthcare and transportation, distribution, and logistics as the big growth workforce sector in the middle skill jobs.
And
space.
When I think of growing jobs, I mean, I think of municipalities or government to be able to do that. I mean, that's the sort of to invest in and to put money in so these industries will grow in the state of Illinois. Obviously, we've seen a lot of trouble with the budget stalemate and what's happening in Springfield. From a corporate side to come in from the for-profit sector, I mean, it besides the fact of just economic mobility, I mean, are you giving back? Is that part of it as well?
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is we thrive in communities that thrive. And you really can't turn to government really across the globe anymore to solve all the problems. This is a space where we thought we had some expertise. We hear from customers and clients every day. We can't expand in Chicago. So maybe we're going to think about moving somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And just focusing on healthcare and transportation, distribution, and logistics, we will see 27,000 jobs a year come online just in that space over the next 5 years, 14,000 in healthcare.
Mr. Pryor, where are we getting these workers? I mean, the idea that all these jobs are going to come available, who are you targeting to get into the healthcare industry?
Sure. For this particular program, we're targeting unemployed and underemployed individuals. So this workforce initiative is an employer-led, demand-driven initiative. So we're actually looking at the positions that we have at Advocate Healthcare and some of the other leading healthcare providers to ensure that we can connect people with tangible job opportunities.
Okay, so let's talk about the Healthcare Workforce Collaborative. What do you do? I mean, is it training? Is it essentially a course?
Absolutely. So we are targeting a lot of positions over the next 5 years. So we will basically help individuals gain the skills that are necessary to take on these jobs. So as he mentioned, there's kind of a skills gap in the middle skilled jobs. So we are connecting people with tangible opportunities to get the hard skills training. And we as Advocate are providing locations for the clinical education.
Okay, so what I saw in the press release that these were considered to be high quality jobs. What does that mean?
Well, basically, I mean, you have entry-level positions, and you have middle-skilled jobs, and you have skills jobs. So we are working with individuals to get certifications and licensing so that they can get livable wage jobs, and that's what we're targeting. As individuals come into Advocate Healthcare and other providers, we're also providing them with support services so that they can access and maintain these jobs as well.
I mean, when you talk about a livable wage, I mean, it's hard to say, you know, throw out a number, but we've been seeing so much fight over minimum wage and being able to bring that up. I mean, are these salaried positions? Are these hourly positions? How do you see this kind of working out in the healthcare industry?
You know, they're really going to vary. I think that there are positions for everyone, and we have, again, some that are going to be entry-level, and we're going to have some that are middle skills as well. The demand is going to be very, apparent in a lot of different salary ranges, so to speak.
Okay.
I think the important thing is to get people start to think about a career pathway in healthcare. You know, becoming a CNA might lead to a nursing assistant, which might lead to a nurse down the road. Mm-hmm. You know, you might become a respiratory therapist. I mean, what are the stepping stones you take in your career to maybe end up with a two-year or four-year degree?
Because I would think, you know, my sort of, you know, layman's sort of approach to it is that healthcare industry equals nurse. I mean, that if I think about it, and I am very ignorant when it comes to the healthcare industry, but there have to be other jobs that are included in that.
Absolutely. As I said, we have clinical and non-clinical positions. We have phlebotomist, EKG techs. We have a contact care center. There are insurance verifiers. There are medical coders and billers. So there are a lot of positions. Outside of that, there are professional services positions. So if you think about a hospital, we have to run the building. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. There are a lot of positions that can be put into this program as well.
Here in Chicago, I mean, and in the area, do you see this, you know, when you're dealing with this kind of putting together this kind of workforce collaborative from the vantage point of JP Morgan Chase, do you want to invest in a city and a state that has all this kind of gridlock? I mean, is there something that make you kind of question whether or not you should be putting money into a situation that right now doesn't have sort of a light at the end of the tunnel?
I mean, one of the great opportunities here is that the mayor's taking a leadership role to really revamp the city colleges and align each of them with a specific career sector. Malcolm X is going to be the healthcare college. They've just opened up a new campus,
right,
just west in Loop, that is fantastic if you've not been
there.
No, and so this is the reason why we're investing in healthcare, because there's such tremendous opportunity in the Chicagoland area. Malcolm X will be a partner in this program.
Absolutely.
So that's great. Yeah. Okay.
Just a little bit more about the program. We'll be working through community-based partners and community colleges, such as City Colleges of Chicago, to implement the training as well. So we have a lot of partners, and this is really a collaborative. So we have a lot of opportunity to get people connected to this program.
How do people find out about the program?
Absolutely. They can go to our website, which is advocategiving.org/workforce. So we have a lot of information about the program that they can access there.
Clayton Pryor is the Director of Workforce Development for Advocate Healthcare. Daniel Spray is the Managing Director of Corporate Responsibility for JP Morgan Chase Midwest Region. We're talking about the Healthcare Workforce Collaborative. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being my guest tonight.
Thank you for having us.